This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Romance at the movies this weekend. Slate's Ben Williams has our regular feature on what critics are saying about the weekend's releases. Here he is with Slate's summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is Vanity Fair, a feminist Indian-accented adaptation of Thackeray's novel. Reese Witherspoon stars as the social climber Becky Sharp, who elbows her way up the ranks of the British aristocracy at the dawn of the 19th century.
Can you tell Sir Pitt Crawley that Miss Sharp has arrived? And bring in my trunk, if you please.
Miss Sharp?
Yes, Miss Rebecca Sharp. Governess to your master's children. Now, will you kindly let me pass?
Certainly. As for telling Sir Pitt, there's no need.
Why not?
You just told him yourself.
Critics are split over whether this one is worth the ticket price. Vanity Fair is masterpiece theatre minus the pledge breaks, complains the Wall Street Journal. A visually sumptuous but regrettably genteel interpretation. The main point of contention is Reese Witherspoon's proto-feminist portrayal of the scheming heroine, Becky. The Philadelphia Inquirer applauds her as the spiritual godmother of Scarlett O'Hara and Daisy Buchanan, not to mention Liz Taylor and J-Lo. But others say she's been declawed. It's as if Shakespeare had put Hamlet on Prozac, laments the Boston Globe. Director Meera Nair's Visual Stew of Cultures is equally controversial. The Washington Post thinks the film is positively alight with the flavours of India, but Entertainment Weekly says there's visual lustre, but there's no real lust, in scenes suitable for a photo spread in that other Vanity Fair, the one that sits on coffee tables. Next up is Wicker Park. This erotic thriller stars Josh Hartnett, Rose Byrne and Diane Kruger as an obsessive trio of lovers who stalk each other around Chicago.
Alex, I'd like you to explain to me how I'm being a hypocrite.
Who's to say this woman hasn't been in love with you for a really long time? And now that she found you again, she wasn't about to let you go twice.
What?
Maybe the first time she saw you. Maybe she felt the way you did the first time you saw Lisa. Love makes you do crazy things. Insane things.
Critics think your time would be better spent taking your own walk in the park than seeing Wicker Park. The New York Times notes that the French thriller on which it's based revolved around a murder, but that was inexplicably dropped from the American remake, leaving it without much real urgency to drive its extremely contrived plot. The San Jose Mercury News says it's proof that the scrambled narrative of The Sixth Sense and 21 Grams has finally lapsed into self-parody. The Los Angeles Times adds, there are even moments when flashbacks seem to be taking place within flashbacks. And the Philadelphia Inquirer says the characters spend so much time spying on one another that a film that was intended as a romance plays out more like a stalker tutorial.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.